I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. And it's on time again. Hey, 2 weeks in a row, what can I say?
Enjoy the show.
Yes, we truly do hope you enjoy today's show. We've got a jam-packed show today, and I'm going to start right off by saying
this podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed, we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and there's a lot going on with the Tech Podcast Network right now. I tell you what, you need to be going over to techpodcast.com and getting in on the list of all the great shows. We've been talking this week. We have a news group where we exchange information on Tech Podcast activities, and everybody's been talking about that they want to promote one another's podcast, and that's really exciting. That's part of what's so exciting about being part of a community like techpodcast.com. And in that vein, let's promote the Mac Review Cast.
The Mac Review Cast with Tim Verporten is the podcast for new and experienced Mac users to find great software, hardware, and websites that will make using your Mac special. Tim looks at the best Mac freeware of the week and then talks to guests from around the Mac community with their reviews. You can find everything you need at the website at www.macreviewcast.com. And Tim loves to read your reviews and recommendations, so email him at surfbits@gmail.com. You'll always walk away with something new from the podcast. Give it a listen today. The Mac Review Cast at macreviewcast.com. Or check us out on iTunes. The Mac Review Cast.
There you go, the Mac Review Cast. Check it out. One of many of the other tech podcasts network of techie programs. And, of course, this is Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, and you can get my podcast right here at drbill.cc, drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon. And I would encourage you to check out the blog there, where we talk about all the various things that are happening right now in the tech arena. And let me also mention, we've got some great things lined up. Once again, we're still running the Go to My PC campaign and the GoDaddy campaign. So, if you want to save yourself some money on registering a domain name, you need to go to the very bottom of the first page of the blog, click on the link to GoDaddy.com, save yourself 10% registering a domain name, and then Go to My PC. We are gearing up for a huge new campaign with Go to My PC, and you'll be hearing more about that. But suffice it to say, if you're looking for a way to access a computer remotely, like let's say your computer at work from home, so that you can get in and look at spreadsheets and an email and anything that may be going on your work computer, you need to check out Go to My PC, and you can try it out free for a month by clicking on the link on the right-hand top of the column on the sidebar of Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon website. Check it out. You will be amazed how well it works. And it's really simple to use. You just click through and you can go download the program, install it, and you'll be amazed at how well it works. I guarantee it. All right, let's talk about some of the things that are going on. I've got so much I want to share with you. And one of the things I want to share with you is something I've been promising for weeks now. First of all, let me say this is August the 11th, by the way, for those of you that are keeping score. August the 11th, and this is podcast number 99. That means next week is the big 100 podcast. Remember what I've been saying. We're going to do something very special. We're going to just blow out all the stops. You need to be there and be ready to win some stuff, because we're going to have a giveaway on the 100th podcast. I am looking forward to it. But today's podcast is number 99, no less an achievement in its oddness. You know, odd number 99? Yeah. Okay. And it's odd in many other ways, not the least of which is that I've been promising, you thought I'd forgotten what I was going to segue over into, I've been promising that I'm going to share with you something that my nephew Jonathan wrote, and that is how to become a superhero. Now, it's going to be a very germane conversation, because our Game Master segment today, yes, the Game Master is back, we'll be talking about who wants to be a superhero. Well, if you're really serious about being a superhero, then Jonathan Wood has some advice for you. And here's what he says. First, number one, get bitten by a radioactive animal. If you don't have one, just stick your pet in the microwave. If they don't blow up, they're guaranteed to bite you. Yeah. Number two, come from another planet. Everyone knows that people from other planets are always superior to Earthlings. I don't know why that is. Have you ever thought about that? Oh, well, anyway. Number three, become a billionaire and invent a bunch of cool crime-fighting gadgets. That's another way to become a superhero. Number four, volunteer to be a government experiment. It's tax-deductible. Number five, get struck by lightning. Please. Number six, fall in a vat of toxic waste. Not only will you get superpowers, it's also good for your pores. Number seven, learn the magic. If nothing else, you can always work at children's parties. Number eight, learn martial arts. You can get everything you need to know from Ninja Turtle reruns. Trust me. Number nine, build yourself a giant fighting robot. You know you want one. Yeah, gotta admit. Number 10, find a mystic talisman. Check under your sofa cushions. Yeah. Number 11, pull a Hercules and perform 12 labors. Right. Number 12, eat your vegetables. Yeah. Okay. Number 13, become hideously maimed. Not sure how that one works, but give it a go anyway. Yeah. Number 14, get accused of a crime you didn't commit. I'm not sure how this one works either, but give it a shot. Number 15, get a massive arsenal of weapons. Actually fun, even if you don't plan on being a superhero. Yeah. 16, work out until you become massively muscled. Don't be a 90-pound weakling. 17, inject yourself with something weird. Okay, Botox doesn't count. Yeah. 18, get abducted by aliens. It worked for the 4400. Actually, they were future people, but I digress. Number 19, become a cyborg. No more looking for the remote. Aha, yeah, there you go. Number 20, get a bow and a bunch of fancy arrows. Kind of like number 3, but without all the money. That was an email that came in, by the way. It's because I'm reading an email, see, that my email is up, and that's why it went ka-ting. Anyway. Number 21, steal someone else's power. They weren't using it anyway. Number 22, eBay. They have everything else. Yeah. Number 23, get exposed to a nuclear test. Or microwave with the door open. Same thing. Number 24, watch too much TV. How does that work? Oh, well. Number 25, get an awesome high-tech walking car, plane, boat, helicopter, dirigible, etc. Again, fun, even if you don't plan on being a superhero. Yeah. Number 26, pimp your ride. See above. Yeah. 27, bond with an alien symbiote. Everyone needs a friend. 28, get a monkey. Seriously, everybody has a monkey. The Wonder Twins, Space Ghost, those kids on Speed Racer, everybody. Number 29, die. Okay, not my first choice, but it worked for Spawn and Deadman. Yeah. Number 30, come back from the dead. That's kind of an important step. Yeah. Okay, words of wisdom from Jonathan Wood on how to become a superhero. And you know you want to be a superhero. I mean, otherwise, why have a program called Who Wants to Be a Superhero? Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, we were speaking of Who Wants to Be a Superhero, and we were speaking about, of course, the Game Master talking about such things. So, you know, I think now would be a really good time to go to that amazing thing we call the Game Master segment. All right, here we are again for another Game Master segment, and I have with me my son Benjamin, the Game Master.
Yo.
He's a man of few words most of the time.
Right.
He has a microphone, but he does not speak. He misses the concept of microphone and voice. Anyway. So, what up?
Oh, you know, ceiling, sky, usual.
The usual things are up. That would usually
be... Oh, well, and a minor Richty invasion.
Richty invasion.
Yeah, just small one.
And this Richty invasion would involve, I think, not the Legion of Superheroes, but the City of Heroes.
Yes. City of Heroes has now released its 10th issue. Actually a few weeks late for that, but there you go.
Yeah, well, he's been gone. He was at a party, remember, last week when we did the podcast? He was at a medieval party, which it turns out I misspoke myself.
It was not, in fact, a birthday party.
It was not a birthday party. It was a non-birthday party.
Yes.
However, it was originally conceived to be a birthday party.
We assume.
However, it rapidly became into something much larger and stranger.
Sure.
So you actually kind of like sword-fought and had helmets and...
Yes.
And stuff.
Yes.
You should have seen these guys. It's pretty wild stuff.
He'll probably put some pictures up on the web.
I started to say, did anybody make pictures? Like maybe Patty make
yes,
pictures?
Yes, several people made pictures.
Yes, her cousin Patty, who is kind of interested in pink, by the way.
Very.
Yeah. She made some pictures, so we'll have to try to get those and get them out on the web, because I imagine it was quite amazing. At any rate, what else are we talking about? Oh, yeah. City of Heroes. City of Heroes issue 10, so that's like a comic book issue.
No. That's what the name itself is based off of, but it's not actually a comic book.
Because it's kind of comic booky.
Right, it's City of Heroes, hence,
yes.
You know, the comic
there
book stuff. Anyway.
And they do make a comic book.
They did. It's actually been discontinued for some reason.
What?
Tell me about it.
It was a cool comic book.
Yeah. It kind of went downhill with the last few issues.
Well, a lot of that happens in comic bookdom. Yeah. So what's so cool about City of Heroes 10?
Issue 10. Reintroduces an old enemy, the Richty. Previously, the Richty, who are essentially...
Previously, on the last episode of City of Heroes... Go ahead.
Shoot him. The Richty were, at first, only found in high-level sectors that, you know, beginner heroes couldn't access.
They're like from outer space.
Sort of, but I won't get into any spoilers. Anyway, there's a big secret going around
there's
the Richty,
a secret.
But they talked about some on their website for whatever reason, and I read it. And
CityofHeroes.com?
Yes. So if you want to see the spoilers, just go to CityofHeroes.com.
Sorry.
go to the feature update section, I think it is.
Yes.
The spoilers should be there somewhere.
So people want to read spoilers.
I do.
Yeah, well, okay.
Anyway, issue 10 introduces Richtee invasions. They occasionally invade sectors like Atlas Park or Galaxy City or wherever, both on the hero and villain side, and basically it's your job to keep them from destroying the city.
Uh-huh.
So the first wave comes in the form of bombings, where occasionally an unexploded bomb will drop, and you'll have to destroy it before it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
But
if it drops and explodes, then that's just the end of that deal.
Yes. But then the second wave is they drop ground forces, which is the main fun part. You get to beat them up.
So they're Izzards, right?
No.
They're not Izzards. Izzard, of course, being a slightly different way of saying lizard, but I like Izzard. It sounds cool. Anyway, they're not Izzards.
He also calls wizards Izzards.
Anything Izzardish.
Moving on.
Yes.
They look kind of like bugs to me.
Bugs.
Anyway. But they have, you know, various...
We don't like bugs.
Various kinds of guns, swords, mental powers, and they can kill you.
Yes.
Which is why if you get killed in an invasion, there is no XP debt. There's no punishment for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
Basically, when you get killed, if you get XP debt, then you have to pay that off before you can level up again.
Okay. It must be a game-ish thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Richtee spawn in various levels from minion to
the
elite
spawn.
Boss. Yes, thank you for that. They are apparently, from what I read, tooled to your level so that they will not be super ultra mega powerful and you can't kill them no matter what. But they're still pretty hard.
I see.
They don't have levels like normal minions do. Normally, when you find an enemy on the street, you'll look up their level, their rank, and that will determine how much stronger than you they are.
Aha. Uh-huh.
With the Richtee, they actually actively program them as they're teleporting down to make sure that you can take them on without, you know, making it impossible, but make them just difficult enough that it's really, really, really hard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and the lag sucks. Just a warning there.
Yeah.
With so many heroes gathering around fighting Richtee, it gets pretty laggy.
Laggy. That's a technical term.
Very technical, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So what do you rate this?
The issue itself, the update?
Yes.
Well, let's see. I believe I recall giving City of Heroes a 9 out of 10. Is that correct?
I think so, maybe.
That's probably why I give the issue, yeah.
So it's cool.
It's very cool. I have not, however, gotten the chance to experience all of the coolness it brings, because I do not have access to the level 35 Richtee War Zone. If I had access to that zone, I could probably rate it higher, bleh. But, you know.
Happens to him, too.
Bleh.
Occupational hazard.
Oh, yes, totally.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, cool. So that's neat. Well, let me ask you this.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. We got some cool shows coming on.
Yes.
Flash.
He loves that show for some
reason. Yeah, well, I haven't seen it yet, but it looks like it might be fun.
Right.
And cool. The thing is, this is August the 11th, and I know some people are saying, yes, but Flash debuted last night. Yeah, but we didn't watch it. We watched Doctor Who, Psych, and Monk.
Not actually in that order. It was
not
Doctor
in that order,
Monk,
no, yes.
Psych, but anyway.
He digresses.
He doesn't care.
Yes. Anyway, the point is, Psych was odd.
They usually are.
Psych usually is odd, yes.
I'm fairly certain that wasn't the original point, though.
Doctor Who, on the other hand, is kind of cool. He was cool in this last episode.
He's always cool.
Well, yeah, but he was very cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
What was I headed? The Flash. You got to do the after the Flash. It's kind of required. Don't bonk your microphone. You'll make bonk noises.
That was the point.
Oh. Anyway, he was bonking the microphone in his forehead, which is fairly strange. Anyway, you see. I want to see Flash. Do we? Oh, and you're pretty psyched about... That was just a minor poke.
Yes, I know.
You're pretty psyched about Who Wants to Be a Superhero. I had to stop and think of the name of it.
Took you long enough.
Yes,
yes, well. Yes, I am.
So what do you think so far?
I was very surprised. Last week they actually eliminated two heroes instead of just
two. Count them two.
Most of the time in the second season they only eliminated one.
Yeah.
This time they eliminated two.
Well, they got rid of Ms. Limelight.
You're not supposed to tell them that.
Well, anyway, she was lame.
Anyway, Limelight and Mitzvah went bye-bye.
Yes. Mitzvah, he was disingenuous.
Right.
Yes, he lied.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Ms. Limelight was lame.
What is your problem with her, other than
she
being
was lame
and such?
Well, I don't know. I mean, seeing this lady babble and not make any sense and look pitiful was not my idea of a superheroine.
True. However, it is what you see on TV mostly nowadays.
I know. It's that reality TV. We've got to make them cry so that people will go, ooh, that's terrible, and watch and stuff.
Yeah, it gets annoying.
Anyway, so Hyperstrike is looking...
My vote would
likely.
Be Hyperstrike, yes.
Yeah, I think he's getting likely. So
I may or may not know the final two ahead of time.
Da-da-dum.
See, two of the heroes appeared at a comic book convention recently.
Called
Comic-Con.
Recently.
Yes, thank you for that. And I lost track of what I was saying.
And so those two are likely to be the remaining
two. Those two could be the final two.
Because
or
they record them
be...
in advance, you see, and we're seeing them after the
fact. It could just be that, you know, they were eating cheese.
And orange.
Right.
Yes.
But it could have been a misleading tactic. It could have been any number of things. Should I tell them?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, watch the show on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's pretty cool. There's lots of cool stuff coming out. This season, according to the Slice of Sci-Fi... See, it happens to me, too. The Slice of Sci-Fi podcast says that this TV season is going to be the most science fiction-y of all time.
Okay.
With shows like The Bionic Woman and other sci-fi...
And less wrestling.
Fantasy shows, yeah. We can all do with less wrestling. Yeesh. Anyway.
Although sadly, Stargate SG-1 went off.
Yes, but Stargate Atlantis continues. And Stargate...
But I like Jack.
Universe will be coming on eventually.
You sure that's what it's called?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, we're just about out of time. We're going to have to head out of here. What do you have as a final parting word? He's thinking. He's still thinking.
Excelsior! Took me long enough, didn't it?
Yeah, it took him a while. Okay, so we'll catch you next week. Well, there you go, the Game Master segment. Once again, very odd, isn't it? Tell you what, our time is just slipping away from us, but I want to get to the blog and talk about the cool stuff that's happening on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog. First item after the last podcast is, uh-oh, Dilbert's boss has heard of open source. Yeah, you got the pointy-haired boss sitting in a chair, and Dilbert comes in, and the boss says, from now on, I want you to use open source software for everything we do. It's free. Dilbert says, I'll be right back. He goes in to his coworker and says, it's an emergency. I think he's been reading. She comes into the boss and says, okay, we know you have a trade publication in here. Hand it over, and no one has to get hurt. Yeah. Boss is reading trade publication. What's the world coming to? Next item, Lenovo is going to be the next company to sell Linux-based laptops. It just keeps on rolling on, this whole thing of replacing Microsoft Windows with Linux. I gotta love that. Oh, that drum roll tells us that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week, and the Geek Software of the Week is Winderstat. Now, there's an odd name for you. Winderstat. But it does kind of make sense. It's a Windows freeware utility that shows you files and directories and gives you statistics on those files and directories, therefore, Winderstat. Yeah. Anyway, it gives you pretty graphical, cool-looking, boxy things on your screen that depict to you large files and directories. And then you can kind of drill down and see where all those large files are if you're looking to clean your hard drive and get rid of files that are just really, really huge. Very cool! Check it out. Follow the link and you'll be able to download for free Winderstat. Just that name just sticks in my mind for some reason. Anyway, FreeSpire Linux version 2. Do. In French. Dos. In Spanish. And 2. In English. We're just multilingual. Anyway, FreeSpire 2.0 is out. Now that is the Linspire free version that has all the codecs and all of the stuff built into it to make it very easy to use and free and cool. And if you go to drbill.tv, I have a little demo there at drbill.tv on how to install FreeSpire Linux. Now, that particular episode, I was using version 1, but version 2 is out, and it will be just as cool and just as easy to use. I think it may have been netcast number 5, if you want to check that out. But you can look at the descriptions on each one and figure it out and watch that episode of the netcast. There'll be more netcasts coming in the not-too-distant future, so stay tuned for that. Last item of the week, new elements are coming in HTML5. Yes, you heard right, HTML5 is coming. Hypertext Markup Language, HTML, is getting new elements. Elements that have to do with things like embedded audio and video, for instance. That will be so cool! It's just gonna rock. Anyway, good stuff is coming. So, I encourage you to check out the new elements in HTML5.0. And by the way, you can read the blog article and get more details. I won't go into all the details. But keep in mind that even though they're coming out with the standard, web browsers are going to have to support it. And so that'll take a little while. So we're not talking about something that will be instantly available. So don't go out and start programming websites with new elements and expect them to actually work. Once the web browser starts saying, we now support HTML version 5, then you're good to go. So don't get ahead of yourself. You know, just pace yourself. Stay with the flow. Go with the flow. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I want to hear from you. How does the podcast play with you? Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy the Game Master segment? Do you want to send the Game Master email? All you got to do is send him an email at Ben, at GameMasters, that's plural, GameMasters.biz. And if you'll send him an email, he will appreciate it and send you an email back. Me, on the other hand, you can write me at DrBill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at DrBill, D-R-B-I-L-L, .cc for Computer Curmudgeon, and I'll send you an email back, maybe. I can't promise because sometimes I get so busy and so tied up in what I'm doing that I read the email, give it a chuckle, and then forget to respond. And I'm really sorry about that. If I've done that to you, it's nothing personal. It just means somebody walked into my office and said, hey, Dr. Bill, I need you to fix this. And I got sidetracked. Okay? Sometimes I'll go back and reread my email, and like weeks later, I'll send a message and you'll go, why is he responding now, weeks later? Well, that's because I got real busy, and I went back and read it, and at least I eventually responded. Okay, I'll work on it. I'll try to do better. Anyway, just remember, cool, geeky things are always happening at Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog. So go check that out. And in the meantime, just keep in mind that the doctor is out of here. At least for this week. Remember, next week is the big 100! Oh man, I'm so psyched about that.